KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is Countdown 2024.
Here are Charles Feldman and Margaret Carrero.
Well, it's a little bit like waiting for a root canal appointment. 14 days away until Election Day. Thank you for counting down the days with us. Coming up on today's show, not only are the Secretaries of State for Arizona and Nevada tasked with overseeing what might be the closest and highest stakes election either swing state has ever experienced, they also must fight off disinformation and even violent threats. Both secretaries will join us shortly. But first,
Kamala Harris pulling out some big guns for the last stretch of campaign rallies, employing some major star power to help get out the vote. Rapper Eminem will introduce former President Barack Obama at the Harris rally tonight in Detroit, while Stevie Wonder is scheduled to perform at a separate Harris event also tonight in Detroit. But wait, there's more. Bruce Springsteen will appear with the vice president and perform at a rally in Atlanta on Thursday. The boss will stay on the trail, performing and appearing with Obama next week at a rally in Philadelphia.
Meantime, Donald Trump making his closing pitch to young male voters. He will be interviewed by Joe Rogan on Friday. The Joe Rogan Experience is among the most popular podcasts in the country, with a huge following of younger men. Kamala Harris has reportedly been in talks to do her own interview on the show, but so far, at least, that has not come to fruition.
We've seen an interesting split in support for either Harris or Trump among chief executives and billionaires during this election cycle. That continued today with reports in the New York Times that J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon is a supporter of Kamala Harris, but he won't say so publicly. Dimon, who has seemed to leave the door open in several interviews for endorsing Donald Trump, would reportedly consider serving as Treasury Secretary in a Harris administration.
Being a Secretary of State used to be a fairly straightforward job, preparing states for elections, raising a small army of poll workers and vote counters, and overseeing an accurate and timely tallying of the votes. But in this modern political era of conspiracies, disinformation, and razor-thin election margins, the job has become, to say the least, much more difficult. Joining us today on Countdown 2024, Adrian Fontes, who's Arizona's Secretary of State, and Francisco Aguilar, who's Nevada's Secretary of State. Both men are Democrats, and of course, both Arizona and Nevada are crucial battleground states this year. Both of you, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start, for no particular reason, with Arizona's Secretary of State. Adrian, how concerned are you about Election Day, even though people in many states have already started to vote, of course, but on the actual Election Day, how concerned are you that it's going to go smoothly?
Well, the more folks who vote early, the less concerned we are here in Arizona. We've got 27 days of early voting. In fact, I voted on October the 9th, which was our first day out. We've been working really hard with state, local, and federal law enforcement and intelligence gathering agencies. We've been preparing our elections officials across the state with tabletop exercises, augmented election certified election official training, and a whole bunch of other stuff, deploying Tiger teams out to shore up some of the issues that different counties have. So we've been doing everything we can to make sure that we are good to go. Here's the bottom line. Elections are run by people like you and me, just regular citizens who come together every once in a while and do a lot of these jobs as poll workers, truck drivers, warehouse workers, folks verifying stuff, and they've been lied against. Their honor and their integrity have been called into question to the point that we've got to have these conversations. And we can no longer just focus on the fundamentals of delivering strong, secure, and accurate elections. We've now got to worry about these safety questions. So I feel good about Election Day, particularly because I believe in cooler heads and I believe in the good faith of the American people. And, you know, with any luck, that will prevail.
All right. So now over to Francisco Aguilar, who's Nevada's Secretary of State. Same question to you. How concerned are you concerned about Election Day?
You know, we've been preparing for this, much like Adrian said, for the last 18 months. We have 17 clerks across our state who are working every day to ensure that the
I think we're having some problems.
Having some difficulties with, uh, with the
with Francisco. Francisco, we're gonna have our we're gonna try to get a better connection with you and get back to you. So back over to Adrian in the meantime, who is Arizona's Secretary of State.
Yeah, Adrian. Given the threats that election workers have been facing, I know particularly in your state, I wonder if you've had have you had any issues with people actually wanting to do this work, like maybe too scared to want to do it.
Yeah, well, you know, the Brennan Center of for Justice out of NYU did several or did at least two surveys. And we've seen a lot of folks leaving the profession after 2020 and its aftermath. And it's a crying shame that there are some people in this country who are so immature and so stupid minded that they would resort to the sort of domestic terrorism that we've seen, threatening election officials for just doing their job. And that has caused some of our folks to leave the profession. That having been said, there is definitely a silver lining in that the folks that are coming into the profession to replace them are coming in eyes wide open. They understand not only the value of the work, but some of the potential risks, and they come anyway. And they are motivated, they are energized, they're working their tails off to make up for the lost experience that went out the door. And I'm excited about the folks that are running our elections, not just here in Arizona, but across the country. You know, we communicate with other secretaries and clerks and recorders and adjudicators and whatever the title is in whatever state they're in. And folks are motivated to get it right in 2024, and we're excited that they will.
We're talking, of course, to two different secretaries of state, one from the state of Arizona, the other from Nevada, about Election Day and the concerns about Election Day. I think we have Francisco Aguilar back with us. Are you there, Francisco?
I'm here. My apologies.
No, not a problem. We were saying before we had the disconnection, we were asking the question about concerns going into Election Day, and you were starting to give an answer. So I'm wondering if you can continue that thread.
Absolutely. Much like Adrian's done in Arizona, we've been working with our 17 clerks across the state to make sure they've been prepared. We've been doing that for 18 months. We worked with our legislature and our Republican governor to pass legislation to make it a felony to harass or intimidate election workers. We want people to know that poll workers and election workers are unsung heroes of democracy. Without them, the process does not work, and so we need to respect them.
I have another question for you, Francisco. The Washoe County Republican Party recently put out some posts and then deleted them, claiming that, without evidence, that voting machines there were switching people's votes from Trump to Harris. County election officials told a Reno TV station that there have been no irregularities with voting machines. How do you deal with disinformation like that?
You know, you just got to be ready in real time to combat it. It's building trusted messengers throughout the state. Our former Republican governor, Brian Sandoval, who's the president of the University of Nevada, Reno, is out there explaining to voters how secure and safe our system is. We implemented a statewide election management system this year that is live now, and that's helping us bring transparency and trust to the process.
But let me go back to Adrian Fontes, who's Arizona's Secretary of State. Regardless of who wins on Election Day, whether it's Harris or Trump, I think it's fair to say that one of the legacies of the Trump era is so many Americans, regardless of a party affiliation or no party affiliation, have this distrust now of all government agencies and of elections, something that was never the case in this country until very recently. So it is sort of a battle of trying to get people to believe the results that are coming in. That's a tough battle. How do you wage that?
Well, I actually will reframe that slightly. The battle is a battle for leadership and for leadership to understand that it matters, that the voices of elected officials, party leaders, pundits, those voices matter to the American public. Because, you know, let's just say, for example, that the leadership was less important than evidence and the evidence actually prevailed. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here with a bunch of folks saying without any foundation in evidence, oh, well, this is happening or that's happening. We would not be here if we were truly a fact-based society, if our nation really did look critically at the evidence before making a decision. So in my view, the legacy of the last several years is that the United States of America and a lot of our folks really rely on their leaders to lead well. And so what we need to do as a society in this republic is hold leaders accountable more quickly and more sternly when they do move to mislead us and to foist, you know, these conspiracies and these unfounded games and mythologies at the American public, because it could have some very negative repercussions. Leadership matters. And I think that's the lesson more than anything else.
You know, kind of piggybacking off of that idea, there was an election official in Georgia who recently said, when half of the country doesn't believe in the foundation of our democracy, she doesn't know what is next. And it scares her to think about that. Francisco Aguilar, Nevada's Secretary of State, I wonder what your thoughts are about that.
You know, I think that figure is a bit high. I think it's more likely probably in Nevada, about 30%. So there's 70% that still do. That's almost a supermajority. And so we can continue to work to convince the 30%. But in reality, we have to look at that 70% and continue to serve them. They are the majority of our communities. They believe in our democracy. And they are going to elect the officials that believe in the process that we have today.
And you're listening again to Countdown 2024, and we are having a discussion with two Secretaries of State, Arizona's Secretary of State, Adrian Fontes, and also Nevada's Secretary of State, Francisco Aguilar. We will continue with them when we come back.
It's Countdown 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM. This is Countdown 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of Countdown 2024. Along with Charles Feldman, I'm Margaret Carrero. Now, while Election Day is still 2 weeks away, voting is off and running in both Arizona and Nevada. Roughly 245,000 people in Nevada already have cast their ballots. Nearly 667,000 people in Arizona have voted. The 2024 election well underway.
And our Secretaries of State remain with us on Countdown 2024. Adrian Fontes is Arizona's Secretary of State, and Francisco Aguilar is Nevada's. Both of you gentlemen are Democrats. And can you tell us, are your offices partisan offices? Yes or no?
Mine is.
Yours? And who was that now?
This is Adrian in Arizona. Adrian, yes. Okay. We're elected in partisan races.
In partisan races. And Francisco, what about in Nevada?
I am elected as a Democrat, but I know my responsibility is to serve all Nevadans.
Where I was going with that question, though, is considering the enormous amount of distrust that people have now in partisan politics when it comes to elections, do you gentlemen think it would be better if the Office of Secretary of State, which has to deal with elections, was a nonpartisan office? Adrian, let's start with you.
No, because the mistrust and distrust that we see has been based on lies. And when you make major policy decisions based on lies, they're usually the wrong decision. Look, and let's be real. Grownups understand the reality of the folks that are executing these offices. We can, as Cisco said, we can separate our opinions from our duties. I have a duty to every Arizona voter. And I have an opinion. I'm an elected Democrat. That is the mature, grown-up, and American way to approach things. But if we're going to take a knee-jerk reaction just because somebody got their feelings hurt after an election and upset the apple cart and move people towards something where we just can't trust anybody anymore, then we're surrendering to the miscreants. We're surrendering to the conspiracies. And we're telling people that you can't be an adult and you can't be trusted. And we're shifting into believing in the nonsense. And that's not a show of strength. That's not a show of maturity. And so I absolutely disagree with changing it for that reason. Now, if there was another better reason, I would definitely consider it.
All right. Same question to Francisco Aguilar, who is Nevada's Secretary of State. Would it be better off if your office was a nonpartisan office?
You know, prior to me serving, we had a Republican Secretary of State, Barbara Sagaski, and she stood up for our democracy. She stood up for Nevada voters to have a voice. And the Republican Party chose to kick her out. And so I don't think, as Adrian said, it really matters whether it's Democrat or Republican. It's about doing the job and upholding our duties and responsibilities.
I have a question, Adrian, with regard to illegal immigrants casting ballots. Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, other Republicans repeatedly claim that Democrats are trying to get illegal immigrants to vote. Does it actually happen? Have either of you seen it in your states? We'll start with Adrian.
Margaret, that is gaslighting. It's a mythology. It's not true. And while it may be that on a very rare occasion, someone who is not authorized to cast a ballot might register, and even more rare occasions might cast a ballot, those instances are vanishingly rare. And here's the bottom line. You know, when you don't have any other real policies that you want to engage in, when you don't have anything of substance to run on, you're going to gin up some nonsense that feels really emotional and is going to get people all upset and all a flutter. And that's what you're going to use to motivate your base. And it's a crying shame that we've got folks out there in the political sphere that only depend on these divisive, emotional gaslighting tactics that are not based in fact to move their political agendas forward.
Francisco, same question to you. I mean, have you seen that in your state?
Absolutely not. Look, Nevada runs some of the most safest, secure, and accessible elections in the country. And safety and security is not sacrificed because of accessibility. You have to be an eligible voter in Nevada. There are processes in place. There are safeguards in place to ensure that only eligible Nevadans are voting.
But of course, if you were a Republican Secretary of State, and I'm sure you've had this discussion, gentlemen, with perhaps your colleagues in other states who are Republicans, they would have a view 180 degrees different from yours.
That's not true, Charles.
No, okay. Go ahead.
This is Adrian in Arizona. I've spoken with plenty of my Republican colleagues and secretaries of state offices across the country. They know that these are mythologies based in politics. Now, there are some of them who will try to take advantage of this for their own political, maneuverings. I'll call out my colleague from West Virginia who was running for governor till he didn't get past his primary. But for the most part, we are professionals. We are colleagues across the country. We deal in facts, not mythologies. And folks in these offices understand, like I said, we understand the differences between our duties and our political opinions. And I have a lot of faith in most of our colleagues across the country, regardless of party.
Okay. The pressure is on for secretaries of state and battlegrounds to get this election right. We will finish off today's countdown with Nevada and Arizona's secretaries of state next.
This is Countdown 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to Tuesday's Countdown 2024. Along with Margaret Carrero, I'm Charles Feldman.
Francisco Aguilar, Nevada's Secretary of State, and Adrian Fontes, Arizona's Secretary of State, remaining with us to close out today's show.
Coming almost full circle to where we began the show, and I always hate asking this question, but it has to be asked, do you gentlemen expect violence on Election Day? Francisco?
Absolutely not. Look, we are working every day to make sure people understand. The great thing about Nevada is we do have a Republican governor who served as sheriff of Clark County. He understands the rule of law. He understands what it means to maintain peace. And together, we're trying to keep Nevadans confident throughout the process, keep them informed, so we all understand what's occurring within our election system.
Adrian?
Well, we sure hope not. But unfortunately, here in Arizona, we have to be prepared for everything from potential flat tires for our trucks to power outages at polling places. And unfortunately, nowadays, because of the immaturity of some people, because of the threats and domestic terrorism that keeps us up at night and manifested in those threats, we've got to be prepared for anything. And that's a little bit dark. But that's what the new kind of intolerant politics has put us into this space. I wish we could spend all of our money on outreach to voters, trying to engage the American public and exercising their vote and really letting the elected officials know what their voice really is. But unfortunately, we've got to spend some of those limited resources protecting those voters, protecting our poll workers and our elections officials across Arizona. It's a sad state, but I believe we will get through it or I wouldn't be engaged in this work.
Yeah, I mean, the Maricopa County headquarters there, I mean, it's described as a fortress.
Well, unfortunately, when I was the Maricopa County recorder and running that facility back in 2020, we had to scramble to put up some of the most basic barriers to what turned into nearly violent mobs that were armed right outside the door, chanting my name and the names of other folks. Since then, they have hardened the exterior. And they've taken the measures that they think is necessary. And it's a tragedy that we are in this place, but we have to recognize it for what it is. There are people in this country who are actively engaged against our democracy. We have to call them out for what they are doing. They're trying to destroy our civil society, and we've got to hold them accountable. And, you know, God willing and the creek don't rise, we will do it through a peaceful political process. not by other means.
All right, gentlemen, thank you. Adrian Fontes, Arizona's Secretary of State, Francisco Aguilar, Nevada's Secretary of State.
Coming up on tomorrow's Countdown 2024, with just 2 weeks to go until Election Day, we are going to hear the kind of closing arguments from each side of the political divide. Democratic Congressman Robert Garcia making the case for Kamala Harris's camp, and Newsmax CEO Chris Ruddy, who's going to argue for Donald Trump. And remember, we are here every weekday afternoon at 2:30. If you missed the show, catch up on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Countdown 2024 and follow the show.